7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
All right, welcome to this week's edition, this mini-sode of Skip the Tutorial, the number one video game podcast now in the Eastern Conference. We took over the East. I don't know
in
how
games.
I don't know how we did that. We got one dude who listens to us, or girl, in Brazil, so that's not really East, but hey, it's out of this country. We got one
in Brazil,
We got one in Brazil, and we got like four downloads in Cambodia. So I'm okay with this. I don't really know. Like, I mean, you're listening to it. You like it. Good. I'm glad.
Shit.
I
you ever seen that episode of Dave Chappelle when he played P. Diddy and they asked him to bring back some Cambodian breast milk?
Yes, I did. Yes,
all right,
I did.
Sorry. That's the first thing.
Now I'm thinking about that. Now I'm not going
to
stop thinking about that.
No disrespect to the Cambodians, though.
No, dude. I don't know much about your lovely country, Cambodian listener. But
we love you.
We love you. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for downloading. All right, so this week is a mini-sode. Again, we like doing these things. We're going to keep this kind of like pretty standard. So mini-sodes are going to be top sevens. This week, at the end of this, we also have a quiz. It's a quiz down, as I like to call it, a quiz down, where we'll be using that time to introduce Mike Perot, who's another member of this podcast who hasn't been on here before. We actually recorded it for the very first, or not very first, but this last episode that we just put out. But due to some unfortunate audio mishaps, which will be corrected in the future, we were not able to continue. But this week it is me, your host, Bryant Wren Daniels. And joining me this week is Todd Stimpy Fortner.
T-O-double-N. Yes, sir. Classic cartoon, though.
Yes, it is. I was literally thinking of nicknames, and I was like, what can I call us? And then I saw my Ren and Stimpy dolls that I got for my birthday last year sitting in the corner, and I was like, okay.
I find it impressive that you're trying to come up with one each episode. Like, that is impressive alone. And now every time I look at Yoda due to the last episode behind you, it messes me up every time.
Yes,
I only deal with see him as an anti-hero.
Yes, I still turn Yoda on every single night of the week. It's still a thing that I do. I won't tell you what Yoda is, but let's just leave it to the imagination of the good people. This week, inspired by a Twitter poll that we actually put out, I guess this was a couple weeks ago that we put this Twitter poll out there. We're going to be talking about our favorite beat-em-up video games. We're going to give you our top seven beat-em-ups of all time. Lists are fun. I like them. I don't put any real merit behind lists usually, but I think it's a good way to kind of organize thoughts.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I see it.
Let people know who you are. That's always good.
Exactly. Todd, how's your night going before we get started?
Man, it's going pretty good, man. I can't complain. You know, I'm above ground just like the next man, you know.
What matters. That's
all that matters, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm here alive, good, ready to go. You know what I'm saying?
I used to work with this dude, and every time I hear people talk about, like, you know, how good life is, or not how good, but like, oh, my life is shit or whatever, this dude, Sill, used to tell me every single time. He'd go, man, my life is good. He worked $9 an hour making, you know, with security or whatever. And he had some stuff in his life. And I was like, Sill, you're always saying life is good. Why are you always saying life is good? He's like, because I woke up. If I wake up, everything else is gravy.
And I was like, my arms, both my legs working.
Yep.
Still pushing, man. You know,
and I was
good to be on here with you.
I was good with that, man. Oh, man, I'm glad to be on here with you, Todd. I'm sorry. I was trying to do multiple things at once here. I didn't mean to overtalk you either. I'm sorry about that.
Nah, it's okay, man. I fuck up all the time. And, yeah, we all make the mistake of trying to multitask.
Yeah.
It's a human impossibility.
It literally physically is. I was reading
It literally. But, of course, hold on, wait. I don't mean to talk over you.
Ahead.
But my girl would flat out say it's a man issue. Like women can do it. Women, they can attempt to multitask better than us, I think.
In a 21st century world, women can do anything a man can do.
Man,
they can pee standing up. This is a thing. This can happen.
I've seen the contraption. You know, I've seen it.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah, man.
So, real quick, do we want to do the Twitter poll first, or do we want to do that at the end after our list? What do you think?
I mean, we could do it at the end, I would think.
That sounds...
I would think we...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just to get our little personal list out the way. And mine is kind of weird. Like, are you putting... Did you want to put them in a particular order, like your favorite of all time, or are we just going to go, like, top seven?
I think we should just say, like, top seven, no particular order. And we should just go with them. Because, like, I looked at this list and I looked at all the games available, and there's a lot of beat 'em ups, especially because me and you grew up in, like, the late 80s, early 90s playing video games, where beat 'em ups were huge because that's what consoles mm-hmm. and arcade machines could handle. So we came up playing a lot of beat 'em ups. So there's just a lot of really good ones out there. And I think we should just kind of talk about it, you know, just in kind of a general capacity. So, Todd, why don't you get us started with your first entry?
Well, I referenced this in my previous podcast, Witchy Talk, yes. And I'm going to always reference it, Streets of Rage. In particular, two, but I put one and two together.
This is really funny because this is on my list. Streets of Rage 2, in particular, for the Sega Genesis, is also on my list.
Yeah, man, it's just that one. When I think about that whole genre, that's the one that I think about personally. You know, I'm not gonna name any other ones to compare it to because they're probably on the list. But that one, I just spent a lot of hours on that game, man. Just having a great time. Like, I don't know the story. I don't know if it was the little kid on the skates. It was just a good game, man. A reflection of its time.
Well, I also remember it was like one of the first ones that I played on a console, not in the arcade, that depending on the character you chose, you got different capabilities. Like, you still had the same generic, like, different, like, throw-em abilities and stuff like that, but the way you fought was completely different depending on who you chose. And we spent...
And there used to be combinations to pull each other together. Like, you might be able to roll skates and you're right.
That was so freaking awesome. Makes me want to get a Sega Genesis just to play that co-op all over again, because that co-op was the best co-op.
I've referenced it. I think that's one of my favorite moments. Like, getting through that game with my little sister, who was 6 years younger than me, and like mm-hmm. beating that game and her seeing her life change as well. That's why that one is always going to be the first one to come to my mind.
The smile over the children's faces as they beat up Streets of Rage. It's such a good game. My first one on my list is another Sega classic, which is getting actually turned... I think I was reading this earlier. It's getting turned into a movie, but it's Altered Beast. Altered Beast.
Oh, man.
This one...
Yeah.
If you don't know what Altered Beast is, by your reaction, Todd, I see you definitely do. Altered Beast started out as an arcade, was ported to Sega only, I believe. And essentially,
it was on TurboGrafx-16 too.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? Holy crap! Yeah. Altered Beast was a game where you started out as basically a naked dude. I mean, you're wearing a loincloth in it, so you're not completely naked. And you go along, and you're fighting these monsters, and then eventually you get a power up, and you turn into a werewolf, and then you turn into a bigger werewolf, and there's other transformations that you can go through. And as you get hit, you lose these powers. But Altered Beast was one of those games that just every time I went to the Pizza Hut after baseball, like, that was the game that I wanted to play. It was that and Sunset Riders, which almost made this list, but I couldn't put Sunset Riders on here because it's not technically a beat 'em up. It's a side-scrolling shooting game, so I did not count it. But that was my own personal preference. What's next on your list, Todd?
Next on my list would be X-Men Arcade, man.
Oh, man. It's like we're thinking on parallel paths, because that's also on my list.
I mean, sometimes, I mean, you got to recognize the best of the best, man.
Yeah.
You got to recognize the best of the best. So that one, that's another one. When I just think back to the original times when this was what it was, early 90s, it's the side scrolling beat 'em ups were what's happening, late 80s. So X-Men, man, I spent a lot of quarters at that arcade.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, that one, they had their own little powers. I don't know if it was balanced any way different, but it felt that way. You know what I'm saying?
I always played as Nightcrawler every single time.
I'm always Wolverine. Always Wolverine.
Man, Wolverine was so dope. But Nightcrawler for me was the one. It was like, oh, you mean I can just jump around the screen? I'm just totally good with this. Man, how much time did we spend as kids playing those games? Like X-Men Arcade. Just quarter after quarter after quarter. And how much of that was influenced by X-Men, the animated series? Like, just wanting to play as those characters. It's a classic.
I know it's going to directly tie into another game we're going to talk about probably a little bit later. As far as just how it connects directly to the cartoon at the time. Because that cartoon was just real dope. I had to get that in there. Nobody had said it yet.
Yes.
But it was just real dope.
I was torn between this one and the Spider-Man one for the SNES, Maximum Carnage.
I thought about you specifically with that.
That is one of my favorites because that was my introduction to Carnage. And Carnage has become my favorite Spider-Man villain of all time. The next one on my list is Splatterhouse from 1989. This is a classic. For me, this is definitely classic. It was one of the first games that I realized, oh, there can be true violence in video games. Because Splatterhouse was ultra-violent, kind of gross at times. And it was one of those that they made a remake of it. Or not a remake. I guess it was a sequel, maybe? That came out for... what was it? Did it come out? It came out for the 360. Came out for Xbox 360.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They tried it.
Yeah.
Couldn't recreate the original.
It didn't have the original feel to it whatsoever. I agree with you completely. Like, it just did not have that original. Which, you know, I went back and played an emulated version of Splatterhouse, which was... Because I remember there were parts of Splatterhouse where you could, you know, like, you would chop limbs off of people. And, like, sometimes, like you could pick a limb up, and that may have been only the arcade version, but you could, like, pick a limb up and hit somebody with it. And I believe that was the arcade version only for the graphics. But Splatterhouse was great. What's next on your list, bud?
Kim Jong-un versus Trump and the Invisible Dolphins.
The greatest beat-em-up of all time.
Yeah, that would be a great, great beat-em-up. I had to throw that in there. And I got to correct myself on the fly because I felt funny about saying Alter Beast was on TurboGrafx-16. I think I was tripping. I think that was only Sega. But
I was going with it, right. Man. I just like remembered the cart and everything, and I was like, oh man,
I had a whole moment. I had a whole moment with it, but good one. My next one on the list is gonna be Battletoads.
Battletoads, that almost made my list. Almost that close.
Even though it was hard as shit, that was the reason why it almost didn't make it. But I just had to, as far as just being memorable, I had to put that on there. I had fun with that one. That was the first game that I had to learn. I will be honest, I did not beat Battletoads, but I just respected it because of that. It's on the list.
I did beat Battletoads at a later date when I was able to access save states. Like, that was the only way that I could do it because I was not nearly that good. But I do want to say, Battletoads has one of the coolest boss battles ever. That first level where it goes into second person view. So you're actually watching the boss battle from the perspective of the boss. And you're having to throw those things into the boss's screen. Like, that was such a freaking cool moment. And I love Battletoads, man. Like, and then there was what? Battletoads and Double Dragon? Like,
yeah.
That was dope.
Yep.
That was dope.
Yep.
All right, next up.
What about you, man?
Next up for me is another Sega game. I played a lot of Sega as a kid. Comic Zone. You remember Comic Zone?
You know what? I don't even remember that one. You got me.
So good, dude. Okay. If you get a chance to go download and play some Comic Zone, I highly recommend it. I think it's actually on the PS4, right now. Like, you can buy it and play it on there. But Comic Zone was essentially your character who either gets, I believe you get pulled into the comic world, and you have to fight through the comic. So you're actually fighting through panels of the comic. And the way you do it is you actually have to, like, burst through the panels to get to it because you're trying to save your girl. It was just one of the coolest designed games I've ever played. Like, just flat out one of the coolest designed games I've ever played. I love Comic Zone. Like, I'm just going to say it. It's so good.
Now that you describe it, I think I remember it, but I didn't play that one. You got me. That's a good one. That's a good one.
What's next for you, bud?
All right, man. What number are we on?
Technically number four. Number four.
All right, so we almost there. This is where my list takes a switch. Like, I got a bunch of honorable mentions for just classic side-scrolling games, but then I thought about beat-em-ups. I'm like, well, I mean, there's a lot of different beat-em-ups. So, yes, this one is Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Oh, God. Oh, that's so good. Oh, that's one of the best.
That's my shit.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance. I should have thought about that.
The games are... I mean, the combination of teams are endless. You know, I'm a Marvel head. Told you Marvel Arcade was my shit as a kid. I actually saw a bundle recently. I think it's Marvel Nemesis and Marvel Ultimate Alliance. It was like $34 or something like that. And that game is aged. That game has been out for a while. But it's just something
good.
Yeah, man, how you can, like, actually form the Avengers and get the Avengers bonuses or actually form the X-Men. And then the story was really good. It's a great couch co-op game. I was thinking about just getting it so I could have something for me and my girl to sit down and play.
Sorry, I was going to say I almost bought this the other day. I was at Half Price Books, and they had it on PlayStation 2. And I was like, I should have. Now that I think of it,
I'm probably still
going to
go back and get it. Yeah, it held its value like a Toyota.
Yes, it did. Toyotas. We were talking about that today. Sorry, I realized that joke was an inside joke, and I completely ruined it. That's okay though.
All right, man. It's a mini soul, man. It's a mini soul. This is anything goes.
Anything goes. I'm not wearing pants. Nobody's wearing pants. Not right now.
I still got my damn pants on.
Fair enough. My dogs took their pants off.
Yes.
Yeah, they had to get comfortable. The next one up for me is the Simpsons arcade game. This is another one, just like the X-Men arcade game that I popped quarter after quarter and never saw the end of it. But, man, I must have played this game about a billion times. I don't know. Like, I always played as either Homer or Bart. Sometimes I play as Marge because Marge had that dope-ass vacuum that you could hit people with. And it was one of those, like, weird things. Like, there's a little Easter egg. I don't want to talk about the game as much because I'm just a huge Simpsons fan, and that's great. But I want to talk about the Easter egg in the game. So, originally, Matt Groening, who created The Simpsons, got his start by creating a comic book called Life in Hell, I believe. Which was about bunnies, like these rabbits and very kind of like morbidly dark situations or whatever. Well, Matt Groening originally was going to put the Simpsons as like hidden life in hell bunny characters was what it was supposed to be. And there's only one reference to this, and you can find it in the Simpsons arcade game. It's if Marge gets shocked in the second level, I believe it's the second level, you can see underneath her wig. Or underneath her hair, and underneath her hair is a pair of bunny ears. It's the only reference you can find to it anywhere in the Simpsons verse.
I never knew that, and I love that game. I never knew that.
It is so, like, it's just one of these little bitty details that I read about a long time ago. And if I'm getting it wrong, please let us know. Like, email us at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. What's next for you?
This is where the list gets weird.
I'm okay with this.
Devil May Cry 4.
I'm good with this, man. The DMC, right?
Devil May Cry 4.
Yep.
Technically, it's a beat 'em up. It's not the side scroller.
You're right.
That was my shit. Like, that was my shit. with Ebony and Ivory, the guns between the sword play and everything else, and the way they crossed over. I wasn't in the Devil May Cry the series prior to that game. I got that game just on the random, and literally that's just became one of my favorite games, just period. Like a couple of the next couple of ones on my list is just like questionable. I could have went straight like 90 side scroller, but if we're just gonna talk all in all, pound for pound, beat 'em up, like it's gonna be one that comes on here. It's like, does that really count? Yes. Yes, it does.
I can't wait to hear it, man. Like I came extremely close to putting on what is the name of that game? Not Bayonetta. I almost did put Bayonetta on here. There's another one. Oh, the Blood Rain series. Really like the Blood Rain games. I almost put those on here. The next one for me, I mentioned Streets of Rage 2. I mentioned X-Men, the arcade game. So the last one I have, and I'm pretty sure this is on your list. I'm thinking it is. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time.
I was waiting on you to say it. I was just going to let you get it out. Like, that's the best. I mean, that one right there. Just that, like The Simpsons, mm-hmm. Just like Marvel, the cartoon matched up with the game perfect.
It was perfect. The music in it, the fact that like your first boss battle is against Baxter Fly. Like that is one of the coolest boss battles. You remember he's got that gun too that sends out the hand and you got to sit up there and jump up and dodge it. And if you played as Donatello, when you came down on top of people, you had the stick out and you just like whacked the shit out of them in the head.
Yep.
You ate pizzas. You threw trash cans. You threw people at the screen. Like...
Had that been done before? I can't think of a game that did that before that it was that memorable. I think the time travel hit a button too.
It was because
it just gave them options. You know what I'm saying? Like as far as the levels.
The levels look so good. The time travel was just really cool. Like Shredder in it is kind of amazing. And just it's such a good game, dude. That's one I've played over and over and over again. And I've loved, I don't know, every minute of it. Like, I just can't help but love that game. I play that, like, if I got nothing else to do, because, you know, I got the Retro Pie sitting in the living room with the Cody, and I'll sit there, man, and I'll just launch up Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in Time, and just sit there and play it for 15 minutes if I ain't got anything else to do. So I had to put that on here, man. I had to put that as, like, kind of the last mention for me. All right, what's your...
Anybody with any sense would put that on their list.
I agree. I got cents. I
dollars and cents. Well,
I got cents. Last one, right? No dollars, just cents.
They're coming for your taxes.
They are. They're gonna take half my cents, and then they're not gonna give me any back. That's usually what happens. All right. What's the last few for you? Because I'm done with my list.
I think that was it, man. I think I lost the count. I'm gonna just say some shit. Let's just go honorable mentions automatic. Just fuck the list. But God of War, I counted.
Yep.
So I've mentioned God of War. I think in every episode that's just what that is.
I think we should do that. Just from now on, is just like try to fit God of War somewhere in an episode, just like some random place where we just say God of War.
You can rip people in half, man.
It's but, so good. Rip people in half. You get to have a threesome. What's not to like? Those butt
beat people up. But nope. I'm glad you didn't say Double Dragon. Mm-hmm. But because that that just got to say that one just out of honor, kind of starting that whole thing.
I'll be real honest. I actually like the movie more than the games, and the movie is terrible. But I love that movie. It's so like, you have the T2, what is it, T2000, T1? I don't remember. Robert Patrick, you know, the liquid Terminator, and that one is the main bad guy.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Just being
perfect description.
Super silly in that game. Just super silly in that movie. And then the story makes no sense whatsoever. And I think it's Tia Carrera's in that movie, which she was like early 90s Hawaiian. Like everybody loved Tia Carrera. If you watch Wayne's World, you'd love Tia Carrera. That was pretty much how that went.
Man. Yeah, you just hit a button with that one right there. That was a, yeah.
Well, yeah, I've got that on Blu-ray, unfortunately, and I've seen it. I've seen it more than I care to admit to seeing a movie. Man, that's bad.
She's up there with Weird Science Girl. I can't remember her name either. She's up there with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are.
It also had the chick from Who's the Boss? The kid. She was on Charmed, the Witch TV show, Who's the Boss? You know who I'm talking about, right? Name. Yeah.
We're going down a weird rabbit hole because now it's going to be like Topanga. And we can keep going.
Who didn't fall in love with Topanga?
One more. And you know, whatever honorable mention. Golden Axe, man.
I thought about putting Golden Axe on there, man. Like, I love Golden Axe. Co-op. You talk about co-op. Some of the best freaking co-op in the world. That and Castle Crashers. Like, I almost put those on there.
Yep.
Love there it was. Castle there Crashers. It was. We used to get so drunk and play Castle Crashers. Which you gotta
Castle Crashers is really good though.
You gotta give Castle Crashers credit too, because they started that whole like Xbox Summer of Arcade indie thing with like being the first big indie title on the Xbox market, like digitally, that people like you could only get it digitally. It launched with the Summer of Arcade and you had all that, just like, I don't know, I just remember people talking about that game like it was the next big thing. Like, it was an indie developer too, and it was the first kind of the first one outside of the PC realm to really be make a splash, which was really cool.
Yeah.
All right, what you got from your honorable mentions, man?
I mean, I got a couple of Aliens versus Predators, Captain America and the Avengers. Like, when I go to Cidercade or something like that, these are games that I'm automatically go when I got my beer and go to the classic games. Like, I find myself there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I was funny about this one. Ninja Gaiden games?
Yeah, I could see that for sure. Like, I could see that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they've got the stealth aspect to them. But they're really freaking good, too. And they're really hard. Those are some of... Ninja Gaiden Black was always my favorite one.
That was one of my prouder moments of a game that I beat. That was one of my prouder moments. At the end when you get the sword. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or you beat the werewolf lord and you get the scythe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Is that how you say that fucking word?
Scythe. Yeah, it's scythe.
Sith, scythe, scythe. Scythe.
Ninja Gaiden Black is backwards compatible on Xbox One. I'm thinking about picking up a copy so I can play it.
See that? You guys, like, we just finished talking about this. So much shit. Only 24 hours.
I gotta stop. Okay, like, we gotta figure out how to be like professionals at this so we can just like play video games all the time for a living. And send us money. I'm kidding. not right now.
I just appreciate the folks that's listening now, man. I really do. Like, what, you know, I never doing this is something I just enjoy to do, take out the time. Hopefully it can help somebody. I know it sure helps me just to see that people even take the time to listen. But
you 12 Go people ahead. Are the reason that we do this. All 12 of you are the reason why we do this.
Yeah, for real. Whatever you like, it's appreciated. We're going to keep fucking with it.
Exactly.
There's the custom.
gotta put that out there. Gotta do it.
But yeah, man, that's all I got on my list.
Yeah, I don't have anything else. Like I said, we got a quiz rolling up. This is going to be a good introduction to Mike, so this is going to be tacked on at the end here. Just be wary that at the end of the quiz, I do say we'll be back. We won't be back. There will just be goodbye music, I promise you. So in that case, I do want to remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at @STT_pod. Like us at facebook.com/skipthetutorialpodcast. You can email us at Gmail, which is skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com. Leave us a review on iTunes. Every review that you leave, well, not every review because you can only leave one, but if you leave us a review on iTunes, you're entered in a chance to win a $35 Amazon gift card. That is a promotion we do every single month. Tell your friends, tell your family, share the podcast. If you know somebody likes video games, let them know. If you like what we're doing, let us know. If you don't like what we're doing, let us know.
Let us know.
Any criticism. We are so open to it. Special shout out to Loki on Twitter, the guy who's kind of followed us since the beginning of this thing, still responding to us, still giving us good feedback, letting us know what his personal games are. But right now I'm going to go to the poll just so we can talk about that Twitter poll real quick.
So
We asked the audience, what is your favorite beat 'em up? We gave you three choices, or four choices. We gave you Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time, Streets of Rage, and Other. And Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball, Double Dragon. Sorry. I'm still a little
double
bit
tired. I'm excited about Dragon Ball January 26th. Going down.
Yes. coming in with 10% of the vote was Double Dragon. Double Dragon. Coming in with 20% of the vote was Other. And I was reminded by Loki that we did not include X-Men the Arcade, which was a good choice. Very good choice. Coming in with another 20% of the vote is Streets of Rage. And then the winner of the Twitter poll coming in with 40% of the vote is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time.
Good job, people. You were right.
Yep, good testament to that. Well, everybody stick around for the quiz. And remember, stay humble. Welcome to this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial, the number one video game podcast in the most Western conference.
The most Western conference?
The most Western conference. So we're the number one in the most Western.
Is that like Japan because it's both the furthest east and the furthest west from us?
Yes, yes.
Is this the best Western conference?
This is the best Western conference. That's right. We are the number one podcast, video game podcast in the best Western conference. I'm your host. I'm your host, Bryant Footloose Daniels. Joining me in this room is Bill Pretty and Pink Nelson.
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan.
Nice to meet you, Luke Bryan. All right, joining via Skype as usual is Todd the Hitcher Fortner. How you doing, Todd?
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.
Fantastic. Next up on Skype as well is Derek Breakfast Club Fortner. Fortner. Copco.
Hello, everybody.
Doing the sign.
It's my brother.
It is your brother.
It's my half brother on my mama's side, Derek. It's good to see you again, man.
And
how's it going, buddy?
The new one this week is Mike. Batteries not included. Perot. How you doing, Mike?
I'm all right. You don't need batteries with me.
There you go. There we go.
Do you just need Jessica Tandy then?
Jessica Tandy. Yes. Yes. Just Jessica Tandy. That gets Mike started in a big way. All right, so first up tonight, guys, normally we start with what you've been playing. We like to discuss that. But I thought it'd be fun to do a quiz, get ourselves all loosey-goosey, warmed up, ready to go. So here's the thing with the quiz. What I'm going to do, I got 10 questions here. Actually, 10 plot descriptions. I'm going to name a plot description. I'm going to tell it to you, give it to you. You have to tell me if it's a Capcom game, a Square game, or an anime.
Do we have to let you finish?
No, you do not have to let me finish. Because some of these are very long. So the way you buzz in is you just yell out your favorite curse word. I just want your favorite curse word, whatever it is. It can be made up. It can be real. Whatever you want to say is your favorite curse word. That's how you buzz in. So we're going to play
Brian's
this.
Penis.
There you go. Perfect. So in this situation, we're going to start. You're gonna buzz in, and this is gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. Maybe. We'll find out. If it's not fun, we'll start.
Let me see if I can get myself banned in kindergartens across the country.
That's true. Let's do that. All right. So let's do this. Question one. The story takes place on Gaia, a world inhabited by human tribes. The story opens.
Motherfucker.
All right, Todd.
I don't know. I just wanted to say motherfucker. I'm sorry. Go ahead. That was just a practice run.
Fair
Capcom.
Fair. You got it. You nailed it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That was just a guess.
Yeah. You did good. You got a 1 out of 3 chance on that one. That was perfect.
Woo!
All right. You get bonus points if you can tell me the name of the title. Name of the game. No?
Nah. I need more.
No bonus points.
No bonus points. All right, question two. An alien race known as the Oni arrive on Earth to invade the planet. Instead of taking over the planet by force, the Oni give human a chance to fight for their rights by taking part in a competition. The competition
Shit.
All right, what?
That's...
Here we go. All right, Derek, was that you?
Yeah.
All right.
That sounds like an anime.
You are correct. Bonus points if you can tell me the name.
The tender tentacle monster.
No. It is Urusei Yatsura. Urusei Yatsura. All right, question three. In the crime-ridden future of Metro City in the year 2026, a superhero named blank, assisted by his three faithful commando companions, rises up to protect the Earth and all galaxy from a gang of super-powered criminals. Anybody? Anybody?
Derek Hopko.
All right, good. I like that as a curse word. All right, Mike. All right, what you got?
I'm gonna go with Square.
Wrong. Incorrect. Incredibles. All right, Bill. All right, I'm ready.
Derek Hopko.
I'm gonna say anime.
Incorrect. So the correct answer is Capcom, and the title is Captain Commando.
I've never even heard of this game.
Captain Commando.
Captain No Pants.
No, nor have I. Oh man.
Just dudes walking around without underwear.
That's like that Captain Underpants, right? Captain Underpants?
Except a baby.
Yes.
Underpants.
That's weird.
No, he's actually the school principal.
Is he really?
Wait, are you kidding me?
No, apparently the whole premise is that two kids hypnotize their school principal or vice principal into believing he's a comic book character that they made up.
I had no idea awful. This was the actual premise.
Yeah.
It's no completely idea. Stupid. That's but ridiculous. Kids eat it up.
Yeah, interesting. All right, question four. Between egg monster invasions, Lord Almamoon has begun slacking off in order to counteract this.
Derek Hopko!
All right, I'm ready. All right.
I'm going to say anime.
Bzz, wrong. All right.
Fuck.
In order to counteract this, his minister Sebastian sends him to an island to train, which kicks off the story.
Shit.
Cock nipples.
All right.
It's Square.
You are correct, Derek. All right. Bonus points for the title.
I have no idea.
Egg Monster Hero.
I thought it was going to be Training Day. Wasn't this like the movie adaptation or the video game adaptation of...
This was not Training Day.
This is why I don't do well at standardized testing right here.
All right. Question five. A massive anomaly causes a great earthquake that ravages Japan's mainland and destroys most of Tokyo, sinking three quarters.
Motherfucker!
All right, I'm in it. Let's go.
Got. Shit.
Capcom Square or an anime?
I just wanted to say Godzilla, but, Square.
Incorrect, Todd.
Cock nipples.
I do it.
All right, Bill.
Godzilla out there.
I'm going to say anime.
Bill is correct. It is an anime. This is my favorite.
I was going to guess that it actually happened in real life.
That is also
what
true.
What is it?
It is called Dead Man Wonderland.
I've never heard of this anime, but it sounded like an anime.
It's got a great title. Dead Man Wonderland. All right, question six. The game begins. So I messed that one up. All right, the game begins near the end.
It's an anime.
Wrong. The game begins near the end of a central code cycle, which, while mankind has learned about the impending disaster and builds arcs, flying stations intended to float in the sky and house most of them in a deep sleep state.
Cock nipples.
All right.
Capcom.
Incorrect. It is Square. Name of the game was Code Age Commanders.
You weren't going to let us guess the name?
Yeah, another
guess.
Nah,
no.
I never guessed it, but...
No, that's true. All right. Question seven. Just three more after this. Liu Bei, Zhang Fei, and Guan Yu form a small militia to defend their village from the Yellow Turban Rebels, followers of the Sorcerer of Zhang Xiao. All right, what's up?
That is an anime.
Incorrect.
Cock nipples.
All right.
Capcom.
Correct. Name?
Steve Jobs.
Incorrect. Destiny of an Emperor. Starting back all the way on the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Dude, I'm too old to remember those games.
Fair enough.
I have not known one damn answer.
I just keep saying Capcom.
I think those only two of these have been right so far. All right, so question eight. The story begins in a futuristic dome city called Romando. built to protect its citizens after a global ecological disaster thousands of years prior. In this utopia, humans and androids, known as Otto Reeves, coexist peacefully.
Motherfucker!
All right, Todd.
Anime.
You are correct. Bonus points.
I don't know the name. Aeon
Flux.
Demolition Man. Biodome with part.
I will take that as a correct answer.
Biodome, because like,
Biodome meets Demolition Man, as drawn by Japan.
We need more Stephen Baldwin in our life.
Yes. No, the name is Ergo Proxy.
Oh yeah.
Hold on. Oh shit. Okay.
I've seen every episode of that.
Good.
In the future.
Good. Good. Question 9. The story opens with a reconnaissance mission by a group of soldiers from PETA in the Beastman Kingdom of Fiorilia. The group, including the soldier Rogue and his captain Yershel, are on their airship.
Cock nipples.
Night Swan. Yes.
Square.
Correct. Bonus title? I figured you may know this one.
Is this Vagrant Story?
No, this is Heroes of Mana.
I never played that one.
Say M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan. Shyamalan. Shyamalan.
Shyamalan. Ding dong dong.
Oh, have mercy. Question 10.
Boom.
Long ago in Japan's feudal era, an evil lord named the Demon King used his bands of demons, the Kiyoma, to wreak havoc upon the country. All right?
That's Square.
That is incorrect.
Cock nipples.
Damn it.
All right.
That would be Capcom.
That is also incorrect. It is an anime. Bonus points for the question, for the title. Bonus points for the title. Anybody can buzz in.
Cock nipples.
All right.
What is an anime?
That is correct. What is an anime?
Dare Copco. I'm going to say Samurai Deeper Kyo.
No, it is 10 Tokyo Warriors. 10 Tokyo Warriors.
Oh, yeah. That was my next guess.
There we go.
You're sure it's not Lone Wolf and McQuaid?
I'm sure it's not Lone Wolf and McQuaid.
It can't be a Chuck Norris movie. Are you saying Chuck Norris can't be an anime?
I will forever
Chuck
love
Norris
Lone Wolf.
Is an anime.
He really
He's
is
the
an
king
anime.
Of all
Chuck
anime.
Norris invented anime.
Damn right.
He did invent anime.
Didn't he have his own cartoon series for a while?
Yes, he did.
Wasn't it kind of like Texas the Rambo Walker cartoon
Ranger,
series?
You're going to respect it.
You will respect Chuck Norris's cartoon series.
Respect his authority.
It wasn't a cartoon series. It was a work of art. Remember that. You have to call it a work of art.
Right. No. That the Karate Kid animated series was a work of art.
No, Jackie Chan's Adventures is a work of art.
No, that's just shit.
No, that's amazing. It's amazing.
Bill, you can eat a dick. That was a work of art.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
He had a little sister named Jade? Nah, I don't believe it.
All right, well, that's been our quiz. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our first section, our first... First part of the episode, what have we been playing?
Spades.